first off, your reaction to this decision.
I think that this is an incredibly important decision for the people of Oklahoma, people of all faiths and no faiths at all. What the court has done is to reaffirm that our state constitution and the framers of our state constitution wanted to ensure that Oklahomans got to decide what to believe, how to believe, or what not to believe, not their state legislators, not politicians, and that politics needed to be removed from faith-based decisions.
Were you surprised by this decision?
Yeah, I think that we knew that this decisions like this are always difficult decisions to reach, even if it's the right outcome. So, you know, we're incredibly grateful that seven members of the Supreme Court felt agreed with us that the state constitution prohibits this type of activity by the legislature.
It wasn't a split decision. It wasn't 5-4. It wasn't close at all. 7-2 is a pretty wide margin for a decision.
Yeah, 7-2 is a strong majority. I think it means that the chances of any sort of a rehearing are incredibly low. This opinion, for all from all appearances, appears to be final, and the monument will be removed from the Capitol grounds.
How do we go about doing that? What happens next?
You know, I think that, you know, the order is from the court isn't ambiguous. It is that the monument violates Article 2, Section 5 of the state constitution, prohibiting the state from using directly or indirectly any property or funds or any of its assets for the benefit of any particular religion. And in their order, they said that the monument shall be removed. You know, how that actually occurs, I'm not sure. But at the end of the day, you know, the people of Oklahoma, and I think particularly, I think it's important for the people who have a particular faith in Oklahoma, Christians, Jews, Muslims, and of, you know, people of all faiths that hold that faith sincere, to realize that the state's argument here was essentially that this text, the Ten Commandments, which is holy scripture for a whole lot of Oklahomans, their argument was that it was merely a historic artifact. And what our clients did was to vindicate that it is a religious and a sacred text for them, and that it cannot be co-opted under our state constitution for political purposes.
A few years ago, there was a Ten Commandments, there was a religious monument inside of Alabama's courthouse and had to be removed, and it was a big deal. People were protesting. Are you hoping that this becomes more of a quiet thing that gets removed, or do you worry that it's going to be some big protest at the state capitol?
You know, I hope that it's not a big protest. And, you know, when we think about why we have a separation of church and state, both in our state constitution and in our federal constitution, it was really to prevent the kind of division and divisiveness that occurs whenever politics interferes with faith or faith interferes with politics. And I think that if we do see protest and division coming at the removal of this monument, it won't that division won't have had its beginning and its origins with the Supreme Court case. The origins of that protest will have begun whenever legislators sought to use the Ten Commandments monument for their own political purposes way back whenever they passed this bill in the legislature.